looking back through the files of the Bunyip at the Gawler Civic Centre for Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
It's good to be back here. I always say that. It's ongoing dry. We seem to always say that. Yes. And in the background, we have Les and Jill, who are volunteers here at the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre. And Jill, just wave. You might hear voices or keyboards and chairs moving, and it's just things happening. There's always things happening
place.
Here. It is a busy place because they've got the war-related exhibition on as well as the home life one. I can't remember what it's called anyway, upstairs. So always lots to see and lots to do. 150 years ago, Barossa Mining News, the Lady Frances. A meeting of shareholders in this Barossa Gold Mining Company was held on Monday afternoon, May 18, Mr. T. Flett presiding. The captain's report stated that the ground had become difficult to work and the indications were very unfavourable. The chairman stated that the prospects being bad, the captain had been instructed to suspend operations. Mr. J. V. Lloyd said the directors had acted in accordance with the wishes of the shareholders, and he now proposed that the company should be wound up and that Mr. W. Back be appointed liquidator at a remuneration of £20. That was a lot of money.
It was.
Wow. Well, when mines don't pay.
Yes. And there's a large cost to mining. It's not a cheap enterprise. So
huge.
If it's not getting the gold, and there really wasn't the gold there.
No,
It was very quickly worked out, I think.
Yeah. Well, my brother is a geologist, and he specialised in gold exploration and nickel. In exploration, he did a lot of gold and nickel and tin and silver and precious metals all over Western Australia and South Australia, New South Wales. Retired now, but very lucrative industry. I don't know how it makes money.
No.
When you consider all the dirt that they had to dig out to find a little bit of gold and something valuable.
It depends on how much gold you find at the end of the day in that dirt. Well, what stopped mining in Ballarat wasn't lack of gold, it was the water table.
Oh, really?
It was costing too much to pump the water.
Oh, it kept on, water table kept rising, did it?
Well, it's very high water table there.
Oh, wow.
So there was always talk that the gold, there's still a lot of gold down there. And if, you know, one day it'll become easier to pump, cheaper to pump water, and they're going to start digging under Ballarat again.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
always talk. So, 100 years ago, Empire Day. Empire Day will be observed in the public schools in the state today. The morning session will be entirely devoted to exercises appropriate to the day, and at noon the staff and pupils will be assembled in the school grounds to take part in the ceremony of saluting the flag. The teachers will deliver brief addresses suitable to the occasion, and the scholars will be asked to stand in silence as a token of respect to the memory of the sailors, soldiers and nurses who laid down their lives in the Great War. The national anthem will be explained to the children and then sung. And of course, this is all, the flag is the Union Jack. They could not fly the Australian flag without the Union Jack at that time. And the national anthem is God Save the King.
Of course.
But there was an upsurge in loyalty to the British Empire after the World War
One,
and it's really pumped through the schools after the First World War. So this was at its height.
Yeah.
But Mum talks about, because she was going to school 100, and she wasn't at school 100 years ago.
No, I was going to say she would have been fairly older than my mum.
She was born 100 years ago. But she went through that time when the studying the flag with all the pink bits.
Oh, that's right, the old...
The map of the world, with all the pink bits.
All the pink bits, we had that up.
And that's all they learned.
I wish I had some of those old school maps that we had, you know. They were magnificent with the timber and the string and you'd roll them down and you'd look at all these places around the world that were so exotic.
Mm.
So, 50 years ago, modern home of your own for $30,000 by Mark Boone, who some people might know was my late husband. He was a journalist at the Bunyip, so he must have written a feature story.
So 50 years ago.
Well, when I think about how old he must have... He would have been in his 40s. Anyway, let's not worry about how old he would have been now.
For the Bunyip?
He worked there a long time. Yes. Yeah, 50 years ago, back in the 1970s, that would have been. Yes, he was working there. just trying to work out, his youngest son has just turned 50, so yes, he was working at the Bunyip. Yeah, so anyway, a modern home of your own for $30,000. This was my total after obtaining prices which the home builder would face from local land agents, builders, electrical and furnishing retailers and councillors. In determining the costs, I used as the yardstick, quote, Mr. and Mrs. Average, end quote, a young, budget-minded family with two children. They were lucky enough to find a building blocks 100 feet deep and 70 feet wide in an established Gawler Street. Purchase price, $4,000. A local builder erected a 15-square home, which was actually fairly small, complete with plumbing and electrical fittings. Total price, $18,000. But expenditure inside and outside the home would place a strain on their finances, plus council rates would make a grand total of $30,913. So that's nearly $31,000.
Mm.
Wow.
And, of course, you need to see that in context of wages at the time, but it would still make eyes water in our house.
It was,
because
yeah.
$500,000 No, $500,000 to $600,000 is what Ricky, who's looking at buying a house now, is looking at.
Wow.
It's a lot more than her annual income.
Yeah.
Because when we bought our house, it was probably double annual income. So
that's...
And we were buying at the... But Justin had just started work as well, so we were... So, yeah, that was pretty average then.
Yeah.
So it's tough for young people now.
Oh, it is hard.
Mm. 25 years ago, three charged with murder. Three northern suburbs men have been charged with murder following the discovery of the remains of bodies dumped in drums in an old banker's vault at Snowtown last week. Eight bodies have been discovered so far at Snowtown, with another located at a Salisbury North house earlier this week. John Justin Bunting, 32, of Craigmore, Robert Joe Wagner, 27, of Elizabeth Grove, and Mark Ray Hayden, 40, of Smithfield Plains, appeared in the Adelaide Magistrates Court last Friday. They were charged with the murder of a person unknown after 15-month police investigation into South Australia's missing persons culminated in finding the decomposed bodies.
Oh, they were only relatively young. They're the two masterminds of it, Bunting.
Yes, yeah.
Bunting and Wagner. Wow. Of course, Hayden is the one that's this, the controversy now about letting him out. But, you know, if that's the law at the time and he's done his time, it's like you have to let him out.
Yeah, so law should be more about prevention of crime than punishment of it, I think.
But well, is it punishment and then it's rehabilitation as well,
yes,
is it?
Yeah.
Are we saying that people can't be rehabilitated by, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we do have to give them an opportunity. I don't think this guy's going to go around killing people. Well, I don't think he killed any. He hid it. He covered it over. Mm. But is that like any war crime where you might have been complicit in covering it over because you knew you were the next one to die if you didn't go along with them? It's like any gang.
Yeah. I don't know the full story. I've sort of avoided it. But I do feel sorry for the people of Snowtown.
Yeah. And even if you changed the name of the town, it was a bit like changing Smithfield, Elizabeth North or whatever it was, to Davern Park. It didn't make
it
any difference.
No, it doesn't.
It's still Davern Park is still...
Yes, But Snowtown is the historic name of the town. It's very un-Snowy. Always amused me that it's outback town because it's named after a person.
Yes,
John Snow.
But it's like Truro. I mean, Truro is aligned with those murders back in the 70s.
And after a time the association fades.
But the bodies were found probably 25, 30 kilometres from Truro. It was out at Stonefield.
Right.
But no one knew where Stonefield was.
So they used the name Truro, yes.
Yeah, Truro. Because where the hell is Stonefield? Fine. 10 years ago, get off my hobby horses, Gawler celebrates 175 years. The community of Gawler embraced the town's 175th anniversary by celebrating the milestone with scores of events, activities and great initiatives. Gawler Council livened up its main street with large commemorative cross street banners, while 175 years stickers popped up across the town in shop windows and cars. Every baby born in Gawler this year received a special certificate acknowledging their birth during Gawler's 175th anniversary year, whilst the Gawler Community Gallery encouraged artists to creatively capture Gawler's past as a part of an exhibition.
And I should be able to say, oh, I remember that. It was only 10 years ago.
But it's 185.
I don't remember it either.
What was I doing 10 years ago? Gosh.
The same. I was
2024, 2014. Well, I was no longer working full time. Oh, it was my foggy years when Dad... I remember. Oh, that was an awful year. Anyway.
It was a bad year for me too.
It was really bad because I think I had...
I was busy with other things, so... Yeah. Never mind.
You know,
I'm 85th anniversary this year, so...
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about
no,
it. Have we?
No. No, they tend to mark certain years as landmarks. And, and other years just pass by as irrelevant. But
every year's
significant in my view.
It is. And we're still here, aren't we, Jeanette? And we'll still be here next week.
Yes. Yes. Indeed we will.
That's God willing or whoever willing, whatever deity you believe in or just non-deity, just whatever. That's getting a little bit philosophical, isn't it? See you next week.
Until next week.
For all light signs.